Hey everyone, welcome back to Know It All, the show where we try to understand everything, one big idea at a time. I'm Madeline, and today we're talking about something that affects literally everything you do. From the cost of your coffee, to your parents' jobs, to whether the lights stay on at night. Today's topic, the economy of a country. What it is, how it works, and why it's both a science and a story. Let's start simple. An economy isn't just money, it's movement. It's people trading what they can do for what they need. When you buy a loaf of bread, that transaction connects farmers, truck drivers, bakers, and you, all part of one huge network of exchanges. That network is the economy. Every country's economy is like an ecosystem. It has inputs and outputs, growth and decay, competition and cooperation. And just like in nature, balance matters. If one part overgrows, say prices rise too fast, the whole system can wobble. So, how do we measure an economy? Economists usually look at three big things: production, consumption, and trade. Production is what a country makes: cars, software, crops, clothes. Consumption is what people buy. Trade is what crosses borders, exports and imports, the flow between countries. When production grows, people have jobs. When consumption rises, businesses thrive. But if imports start to outweigh exports, or prices rise faster than wages, that's when an economy starts to feel the strain. That's why countries track something called GDP, or gross domestic product, basically the total value of all goods and services made within a year. It's not perfect, but it's like a national heartbeat. When it's strong and steady, people tend to feel it. Every government has two big tools to keep its economy balanced: fiscal policy and monetary policy. Fiscal policy is about spending and taxes, the government deciding how much money to put into the system and where. Monetary policy is about controlling how easy it is to borrow money, usually through a central bank that sets interest rates. If the economy slows down, governments might spend more or cut rates to boost activity. If it overheats, too much spending, too much inflation, they might pull back. Think of it like steering a car on a windy road. Too sharp a turn and you skid, too slow and you stall. But numbers don't tell the whole story. Behind every data point is a person, and not everyone feels the economy the same way. A booming stock market doesn't mean everyone's thriving. In fact, one of the biggest challenges every modern country faces is inequality, the gap between those who benefit most and those who are left behind. Economists measure wealth, but what people really feel is opportunity. Can you afford college? Can you start a business? Can you take a sick day without losing your job? A truly healthy economy isn't just growing, it's growing fairly. No country's economy exists in isolation anymore. When oil prices rise in one region, shipping costs change everywhere. A shortage of microchips in Asia can delay car production in Europe and the US. Economies are interlinked, one system, multiple engines. That means collaboration matters just as much as competition. Trade agreements, global finance, even social media, they all blur the lines between domestic and foreign. The modern economy is global by design and fragile because of it. Here's the part I love most. The economy isn't just data, it's a story. A country's economy reflects what its people value. Japan's economy, for example, emphasizes stability and innovation. Germany's focuses on precision manufacturing and exports. The US leans on entrepreneurship and consumption. Each economy is a mirror, showing what that society invests in, protects, and believes about the future. When we talk about the economy, It can sound like something distant, run by experts, measured in trillions, hard to grasp. But in truth, it's us. Every purchase, every paycheck, every invention, every risk, it all feeds the same invisible engine. And while it's easy to think of economics as cold or mechanical, it's actually about connection, how we depend on each other, and how we build systems to make life better, or at least more possible. Thanks for listening to Know It All. If today's episode got you thinking differently about the economy, share it with a friend, or better yet, support a local business. That too keeps the engine running. Next time, we'll dive into how innovation reshapes economies and what happens when technology moves faster than policy. I'm Madeline, and this has been Know It All, where curiosity is the best investment there is.